I didn't approve of that.
All right. Well, it's too bad. As Homeschool 87, the podcast, where me and Andrew Rivers do monologue jokes for a guest comedian while they laugh, ignore us, chime in, leave the Zoom, make fun of our jokes, any of the above. This week, we have the wonderful, currently in Indianapolis, Indiana, Kevin Eggleston, everyone. Yeah.
Hell yeah. Representing Nap Town.
Last minute addition to the pod. That always works out. You just come in hot and end up being one of our best episodes. That's my prediction. So there you go. Pressure's on.
I look like I'm like censored. Like I've got just boobs in spots on my face that they're trying to keep from you guys.
Nobody watches this, but oh, so you're fine God. With that. But Kevin has his blinds. He can't close them, I guess, is the deal.
No, I'm learning that horizontal stripes not slimming even on the face.
I think they make clothing, not sunspots. Yeah. You know, it's a little different.
Need
to have a great tan lines here.
Black is slimming, so just turn out all the lights. And we're excited to have you. Where can people see you do stand-up comedy in the next, I don't know, few weeks or something?
I'm all over. I'm down in Sarasota at McCurdy's Comedy Club next Ooh. Week. And then up at the Comedy Cabana in Myrtle Beach. So wow. Two spots. And then just a cornfield in Ohio. After that,
oh, doing that Dave Chappelle show or whatever.
yeah I look forward to tackling him. It'll be good for everyone involved.
He'd have a hard time dodging.
You look like a tackle.
I think you just got drafted by the Seahawks, right?
Yeah.
Very exciting. We just did a Renton show, Andrew and I, but we do have Everett and Enumclaw coming up July 22nd, 23rd in
low
reverse
ticket
order.
Warning.
Yeah, low ticket warning. We've sold a low amount of tickets, and I will be in San Diego before then a couple times, and actually spent Spokane. Just go to CoreyMichaelis.com. Andrew, what else?
I'm with Hofstetter here for the next month, so Sacramento and San Francisco, come see me at Cobb's and Punchline, and that's a good time.
I love it. Let's go ahead and do the jokes, but first a 3-second pause because I don't know how to edit things.
Welcome, Homeschool, episode 87. Well, let's get right to the top story here. After years and years of trying, it has finally happened.
Oh, okay. Don't tell me. I want to guess. You got a girlfriend.
No, something that's going to stick around a little bit longer.
Oh, herpes. COVID.
No. Well, yes. I said it would last longer. The COVID lasted a week.
Ah, okay. That'd be like your second longest relationship, so show me the lie.
But, okay, just keep guessing here. Come on.
Republicans banned abortion.
Oh, ding, ding, ding. Ah, hell yeah.
Right. Wow, we're going to open the show with abortion jokes, huh?
Well, you know, if someone's 87 episodes into this dumb podcast and we haven't offended them yet with COVID or politics or pictures of your ass on Instagram, I can't help you. Plus, we already started telling these jokes, and even though it's the first trimester and probably harmful to the hosts, we have to see it through. That's the law now.
Okay, well.
Intentionally book the comic that looks like a giant baby for this episode.
Yeah, you look like you've been aborted, so we thought, you know, ironically, we aborted our first guest, and, you know, you were our little miracle that survived.
Very exciting. 87 weeks of the podcast. We could have had two full term babies by now. That's pretty cool. I'm unabashedly pro-choice, though. Like, I donate to Planned Parenthood $500 every time it's necessary. No dependent.
I don't know if paying for services counts as a donation. I don't know. You don't get to write that off on your taxes.
But... I'm not telling the IRS nothing.
Right, I get it. I get it. You're used to reading those Craigslist ads, you know, 3 hours of companionship for a $500 donation. But Kevin's head peaked up. Well,
is that the going rate?
Is that awesome. How that works?
Yeah. What do you put in your Venmo tip line for, like, an abortion?
Private.
Yeah. XXX baby emoji. Yeah. Either that or some baby got voted off America's Got Talent, but same thing. It's nice. Crazy news. These the five Supreme Court justices are going to vote to overturn Roe v. Wade, even though it was settled law and even though they said they wouldn't in their nomination hearings, but that's fine.
Oh, yeah, that's, you know, who cares? A lot of bad faith rules about abortion based around, it seems, Christianity. Starting to think that Christianity is the bad faith.
Yeah. You know, Democrats keep doing this dumb, like, oh, this isn't your grandfather's Republican Party. And I'm not sure about that. I think my grandpa would have loved the racism and the extreme religious culture. Like, I think if you get a time machine, he'd be like, this is pretty dope. I'm okay with this Republican Party.
Republicans have been talking about doing this for 40 years. So the shocking thing is just that, like, Obama didn't codify it into law on day one, like he promised. And here's what I hope. I hope every politician who refuses to support women's reproductive rights doesn't make it to full term. How about that?
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think we can do anything about them. fuck them. Yeah. We're going to have Kevin be our bodyguard at all the protests. And
Kavanaugh.
You think this is a marching bodyguard body?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm more of a, like, stands at the stage stairs. All right. If they make it to the third stair, they deserve to get
I can
you.
Be the door. Yeah. I can be the. Yeah, all right. Well, we might need you coming up here, but.
We'll protest at a dive bar. And
I think I'm becoming non-binary when it comes to politics. You know, like, neither one of these sides really relate to me. Politics should be a spectrum, not some preconceived two-party system their grandparents designed. But maybe Americans can't handle more than two choices. I don't know.
Well, good news is we're not going to have a choice in a few years. The Republican Party isn't even pro-choice on elections. So.
Oh, yeah. They're like, we don't want you to have a choice.
We don't want you to have a choice or you to have a choice.
You don't get a choice. You don't get a choice. You don't get a choice. That's Oprah was probably the closet Republican, but I don't know. It's not like elections matter anyway. Like, if the president can win the popular vote but lose the election, and then the people we elect don't do anything they say they will, it feels like the only thing we actually get to pick out is who pardons the turkey.
Mm. Gavin, turkey? He raises eyebrows.
Yeah, but can we start picking the turkey? I want us to do it like we would, like, picking lobsters at a seafood place.
Yeah, there should be, we should vote on the turkey, you know?
Yeah, I want to know what crimes that turkey committed before I just release it into the streets.
We canceled that turkey before we pardon. How dare this turkey send racist shit on a podcast one day?
I think we should cook turkey like we cook lobsters. Just drop them in alive and... See how that plays out.
Have them floating around the tank at the front of the restaurant. Ooh, I want that one.
Well, these elections, it's interesting because unlike high school, they're not a popularity contest, right? Which makes sense because most presidents are nerds. Like, the only cool ones were Clinton and Obama, and Bill played the saxophone. He was a band kid.
He's the only band kid I knew who got a ton of pussy, but he was good with his fingers. He had a lot of sex under his phone on his desk.
Yes. All right. Okay.
All right. Well, we're getting a laugh out of Kevin.
Laugh and a head shake.
Tongue on wood. Yeah. Is that he loves blowing into wood? I don't know.
Were you in band, Kevin? Did you like?
Yeah, I was, but like I'm here because of a COVID scare, so I can't go to actual shows. And I think this is the worst part about it. I think I might go risk some people's health instead of doing this.
Appreciate
storm the Capitol and
again, stairs. That's why there's no escalators at the Capitol.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, I thought you were saying again that you did it already.
Again? Obviously, look at me. I was there.
There were a lot of contradictions and people who looked at you, but Republicans, I don't think we can shame them. They'll call January 6th a tourist visit and erect fences around the Supreme Court in case things get a little touristy right now.
Yeah, I'm pro-choice all the way. I feel like you shouldn't have to force a vaccine, even though it's for the betterment of everyone around you. And you shouldn't have to force an abortion, even though it's for the betterment of everyone around you.
Exactly. It makes so much sense that they're banning abortion, though. Like, there was just a plague, and a lot of people are going to be fucked up forever. So it's the only thing you can do to keep a little worker bees alive, right?
Yeah, well, they could pay for our health care.
Ah, no. But yeah, they wouldn't do that. So they're forcing us to make a bunch of new babies.
That's why I'm proud to be an incel. I'm not making babies in protest. Take that, stupid country.
That's your conscientious objector status.
Yeah.
You and the Quakers.
really putting up a fight here.
He has ladies quaking in their shoes, but. He's giving it to the country. You're going to give it to the country by not giving it to a cunt. That's good for you. That's nice.
Speaking of the plague, I woke up with a case of the Mondays last week, and it was brutal. But, Kevin, you have a COVID scare right now. You're okay, but you're worried?
Yeah, I went to a festival, and they all, like, the next day, they all were posting their positive statuses like it was a best of fest trophy.
A comedy festival?
Yeah.
Which one is this? Limestone?
No, God. Do you know how much better I would be as a person if I got into Limestone? No, it was Akron.
Oh, Akron. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Sounds this week, I think. Maybe. I don't know. Who knows? But.
I had COVID and it was a tough few days, but I'm all right. Not the first time I brought home a disease from tour. You know what I'm saying?
That's what you call her. But it's the first time I went away after a week. So that's nice.
That's true. And they'll both flare up every 6 months or so. But. You know, as a self-proclaimed never get sick type of person, I was humbled. You know, the disease is way more brutal than the flu. I see why people are trying horse drugs.
Yeah, it's funny that these last 2 years, the just the flu people are the same ones taking all these experimental drugs. Like, I thought it was just a pussy virus. Take some Hall's cough drops and get over it, man.
Yeah. Did you ever get COVID, Gavin, or you?
No, as a man made of comorbidities,
I know.
Tried to stay safe.
Well, fucking, it couldn't even kill Todd, so I think you're fine. Yeah. I mean,
that's really who I've used as my barometer. He's really the canary in the coal mine for COVID for me.
I had his followers in the will, so I was kind of hoping that everything would go south. But I think we could get a good side hustle, slanging that ivermectin in the streets. You know, we're going to have to stock up when we're in Enumclaw July 22nd at the Chalet Theater, which is actually the first time we work with Kevin and Todd.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
that's right.
They just don't call it horse medicine there. It's just regular medicine.
Yeah. It's like Chinese food in China. No, it's just food, you know, it's like fine.
Finally, we got a show we can invite all our farmers only dates to. I'm very excited about that. Are you recovered fully?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine. So far, I was texting a bunch of friends and like, I don't think we're talking about how bad this thing is. Like, people I know are having breathing problems for months. I would be complaining very loudly if that was the issue. But
well, not that loudly. You'd have breathing problems. But. Comedians need our lungs now. We've got to be able to run away from attackers on stage, you know? Dave Chappelle, he saw it, obviously.
Yeah. Whatever happened to... People are getting so mad about jokes, and it's like, whatever happened to sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me.
Well, sticks and stones was his special that hurt a lot of women.
That's true.
And his bouncers did look like they broke at least one bone on that guy.
Oh, man, they fucked him up. When keeping it real goes wrong.
Sticks and stones broke his bones. Yeah, I mean, well, here's the thing. That whole anecdote from that book was banned in Florida, actually.
Oh, well.
People didn't get the message.
They're banning all sorts of books, you know?
I mean, have you read the Bible? Rape, sodomy, brown people? That should be banned in Florida.
Absolutely. Just because something's in a book doesn't mean they're going to read it, you know, or do it. Like, I read Calvin and Hobbes as a kid. I've never peed on a Chevy. It's fine.
You must not remember.
Kevin, you dabble as a teacher, right? Did you substitute teach, or you were teaching a little bit, right?
Full time, baby.
Yeah, I was a full time teacher.
And you got fired because of the sex thing, or what happened?
It was just some light hand stuff, Rivers, really.
Good.
But no, it was the saxophone fingering that really went awry.
You want to place your fingers like this when you're playing the notes, you know?
Huge wooden dildo.
Yeah.
We can get that in the interview, I guess.
All right.
Yeah. You haven't peed on a Chevy, by the way? Just a Ford, I guess.
Yeah, never.
He couldn't afford.
I've puked outside of a window, but other than that, I think.
It really looks like pissing on a Kia is about the level we can afford.
Well, isn't it kind of operating in bad faith to call it the Don't Say Gay bill? The bill doesn't even use the word gay, right? Like that.
Yeah, but it's the spirit of the bill. You got to have a catchy name for it, you know, like Make America Great Again. He's not actually going to make America great again, but you just give it a catchy name. It's branding, you know?
Like Build Back Better, Hope, Change.
Yeah, none of that shit's going to happen, but we need it to get elected, so...
Or, all the right reasons. Or
Yeah. Anything. Republicans aren't anti-abortion. They just want you to drive six states away and pay $1,000 and not tell anybody about it.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not against having sex with a guy, but I do it six states away, pay $1,000, and don't tell anybody. Okay.
Well, you just said it on our podcast. IRS tuning in.
Well, like I said, I'm not telling anybody.
All right. Well,
play the video.
let's go. Hey, did you have a good forced to be a Mother's Day?
Hey, my mom chose to make me by mistake, so.
Mother's Day comes along, all of a sudden the libs know what a woman is.
Right. It's not that hard.
I mean, I just haven't been a woman in years. I would like to know what one looks like.
Did you see her? You saw your mom today. Did you post a pic of her on your Instagram story?
I didn't want you sliding into her DMs.
Again, but
again.
I was kind of crazy. I told my mom Happy Mother's Day in person, and then I just posted something different on Instagram. My tour dates.
Oh yeah, you just post your tour dates. This is where you can find my mom.
Speaking of mommies, hot mommies, mommy issues, mommy. Oh, Christina P has a new special out. That's what I was gonna say. And Kevin Eggleston, we have Kevin here. He's a daddy. I've heard
daddy.
Am I? Dude, you guys, is this how I find out I have kids?
Yeah, you're a dilf.
Well, they're all on the Zoom. Bring them out.
Yeah. That happened to me once. Run the tape. That happened to me once. Someone called me a dilf, and I was like, oh no. Do you know something I don't know? Because I don't think I have any kids that I know of, you know.
Also, but, I'm not fuckable, so.
Yeah. You have a family, but it's just you and one other person, right?
Yeah, we're really stretching family definitions.
Have you seen the Andrew Slater has a great joke where he's like, I gotta provide for my family. It's just me and my fiance. But yeah, you guys, she's must be very supportive, and you're moving all over the place, and you're still teaching, or what's the situation?
No, I'm comedy full time, which really just means unemployed full time. I think after 2 years of COVID, she was just kind of like, we should let you go see other states. All right. We should have an open travel relationship.
Just not other women, just other states. That's good.
I'm microdosing divorce every time I go out on the road. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, I hope you used that line on stage. That's great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is where we're getting that. Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. I'm just crying in a Motel 6. She's in a house I pay for. It's great.
I macrodosed, I think, because it was pretty quick after I started going on the road. That's well, you know what macrodoses it if she starts sleeping with your best friend. That really speeds up the process of
yeah, you like freebase divorce, really. Yeah,
exactly.
He took the gateway drug to divorce.
Yeah.
His marriage.
Was that full of fentanyl?
Yep, it was full of fentanyl. And it's tough when your best friend does that. But hey, what are you gonna do?
I moved up in the best friend rankings, you know.
That's true. Yeah, you can.
Last night or whenever Rent and I was backstage. Like, I hope they don't think this is me, and then I'm gonna come out like, hey, I fucked this for the wife.
Best friend. Decent
just
point.
Open with that car joke you do
I should do that. I should say every time we open for you, I should be like, all right, and he's my best friend, remember from earlier. Hard to call you my best friend without choking you, but that's what I heard you're into, so all right.
Play the tape.
play the tape.
Strangle.
We're gonna have a real interesting visual podcast this week.
Man, if we knew how to do that stuff, that'd be so much better podcast. But full-time comedy, Pittsburgh for a bit, Indy now. Tell us the story. We don't really we kind of know, but don't know.
I've unfollowed you, so I just
That was the best advice I ever got in comedy, was like, unfollow every comedian you friend. it'll save you so much time. No, March of 2020, school shut down, and I was like, I don't want to do this. This is like soul crushing. Fast forward a year, still was just like slowly killing myself inside about teaching.
Were you Zoom school- teaching?
Was it, yeah, was oh yeah, school... having to teach on Zoom was awful.
In March 2020, was your school having financial problems? What happened?
No, we had just shut down. like, we'd shut down for COVID. Yeah, nothing happened. and then, it's so funny when we're like, serious talk. But, and I, my wife was like, you go do something else. Go figure out something else. And, I saw that Steve Hofstetter, who Rivers you're on tour with right now, he's destroyed a lot of hecklers, but he was like trying to build something in Pittsburgh of all places. And I applied to be in this thing called the Martin House, which is this kind of comedy commune. We're getting like My Fair Lady with comedy for the cultured folks that listen to your show.
Andrew, do you need an explanation or?
Basically, he takes a bunch of us uncivilized people and tries to turn us into real comics. So for the last, since July of last year, we sold our house in Seattle. I moved to Indy. And then like a day after I moved to Indy, I was in Pittsburgh living at the Martin House. So
now what's that experience like? Are you, is he there mentoring you? Is Steve a real hands-on type of a mentor there? Or do
you know, I told him he
like Kevin Spacey or is he like,
yeah. I was like, hey man, if we could get a CK moment out of this, this would be great for me. So it's kind of providing this workspace / living space / I mean, it's this church that's been converted slowly over to hopefully a performance space, city of Pittsburgh, what the hell. It's taking so long, but there's a recording studio, podcasting studio. There's just everything like a comic could want. And then basically there's a
waitresses.
those Steve gets those waitresses. Go to the headliner. Yeah. Come on.
Headliners get first dibs. So far, he's explained it's trickle down.
Tickle down. All right, good.
Yeah. Trickle down. All right.
But so that's what we've been doing. Is just kind of hanging out in that place. There's a rotating cast of us. Like right now, we have Long John, the comedian from Zimbabwe, and then we have Ronnie Fleming out of New York City, and then just a little old me from Seattle.
Yeah, nice. Long Johnson from Zimbabwe. But
I checked, it's average John from Zimbabwe.
Okay, so you're still part of that that rotating. But when you say rotating, so this where are you currently as we speak?
I am finishing up. I'm in Indy right now.
Indy, but okay, yeah.
Yeah, but I'll be done my tour with Steel City in July.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Right on. And Indy, you have a house now with the family.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Because it turns out housing prices, I don't know if you know this, in Seattle, little dumb. They're not great.
Not good.
Not that fun.
The family is you, the wife, and your bobbleheads there.
Yeah, bobbleheads, and we have two dogs. And then every once in a while, my mom will try to like make them fur babies. I'm like, please don't do that.
The bobbleheads?
No, the dogs.
Oh, okay.
Are those Funkos by chance?
These are Funkos, yeah.
Hey, that's Everett's.
Yeah, it's like a museum right up the street there.
Is that the
home? Did they start in Everett? I never understood why they had a big old Funko store there.
I just think they found a space and then turned. I thought that was their headquarters, but I might be wrong.
How did they pick the nicest crack houses in Everett? Really, that's gentrification for you guys. Anybody
coming into downtown Everett is great because there's a lot of people coming on the sidewalks in downtown Everett. But
on the sidewalks.
Yeah, I'm trying to. I mean, that's where my show is, right around the corner at the theater there. So I'm trying to do my part to improve the city, but it's a tough road.
Are you going to buy that theater there, Corey? Are you going to go fund me $2 million?
It's not a bad idea. I don't know if you can buy. I mean, you guys could buy it in cash if you got.
I mean, Steve is crowdfunding his house. You know, you can. It's a charity, and I'm,
Can you get three plucky, like, comedy orphans to come live in it?
Yeah. I'm telling you.
I think there's people already living in it.
have them fight it out. Who wants it more, really? Open mic comedians or homeless people?
Well, it's 2.3 million, so I would buy it, and then I'd be like, I'm going to do comedy here forever, and then I'd probably just turn it into, it's zoned for 25 stories, so I'd probably just turn it into condos and sell it and be that douche. But it's funny, I'm a landlord, right? And I guess I didn't know people hated landlords. That's a thing. It's really
people. Awesome. There's just backlash against, it's a classism thing, where it's like people perceive you as like, gatekeeping housing.
I see. Yeah.
And so they're like, but you're like, I need this rent money to pay my bills. Like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Right. Yeah.
But they think you're just sitting on a land and you're going, oh, I will just charge Scrooge whatever I see fit. And
Scrooge McDucking it.
And yeah. Swimming in gold coins. And
I always thought that would really hurt his head,
Yeah. But you're living in like a back shed without a bathroom. It's not really
if they saw what I was living, I mean, I have a fake toilet that I haven't emptied in 4 months.
There was some like UK guy gave a speech today from a gold throne. Did you see that on Twitter? It was very funny. No. And he's like, we're going to give back to the people. And he's wearing all this fancy and he's like in a golden palace. And everyone's like a little tone deaf maybe, but yeah.
Ah, fun. But you that has this this has given you some opportunities to go out and about on the road. So like, McCurdy's, that's what I was gonna ask.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a World Series of Comedy snag or?
Yeah. So they had a host that quit on them, and when by quit I mean I think fired, but I don't. There's got to be nicer words somewhere.
Resigned.
They chose different directions. Like I'm giving his exit interview right now. And they were like, hey, can you come and do these dates and we'll host? And I was like, oh, you mean Florida in May? I'm built for that. Let's do that. So
hurricane season, you're the only one standing out there. Like, I feel a slight breeze.
This is a bath, really.
That's cool. And then you are going to be, we're going to be ships passing in the night here in a couple months.
That's how it feels like it's been. All my Seattle people coming through and I'm like, oh, I'm not there.
I need to you connected me with Tyson and see if we can figure something out. June 29th. That's
you close. Were there when I passed through Indy, right? I think you did a guest set.
No, that was probably other fat bearded comic.
No,
but you were there. I took pictures of your face. Sent it to you.
Oh, you were there. You just didn't do a guest set, or you weren't there at all?
I wasn't there at all. I think I was it was when you were up at Summit City, but you were in Helium. Yeah.
Yeah, when I was at Helium. No, Summit City, thank God no one came to see that. That was a
real abortion. But
oh, God. The crowd would have been pro-choice on their comedians, but,
I don't. You had the best one I think I've ever seen. Was it, what funny bone was that we were at where the guy just, I've never seen a person sneak back to the green room to give you a blowjob so quick.
Ah. Or want to, or actually do it.
Was it Columbus or Dayton?
Show the video.
Yeah. Yeah, he came back and he was like, oh. And he would just pointed at Rivers and was just like, you're the best. Blah, blah. Everything you do was so fucking great. And then he just turned to like Brett Druck and myself and was like, you guys want a soda?
You came to Columbus. That's right.
Yeah.
I don't remember that. I block out any nice things that people say about me, but... yeah, that was fun.
No, I remember every nice thing that happens to someone else, and then I just added on a list of reasons to be angry.
Oh, good. Send me that list of mine so I can remember. I guess I'm feeling real shitty lately, but
he wants to take that belt off his pull-up bar. So
any day now.
Is that still there? Is it there?
Yeah.
Nope.
All right.
Do you just look at it and say not today? Like, how does that work? Yeah, is it motivational?
That's my old joke. But
that's your just hang in there, kitty.
Yeah.
What else is going on in the world? Have you been attacked on stage? Are you okay? Everything fine?
Dude, I had the best moment of like reverse thinking a show was going to go shitty like that. I was in Pennington in Jewett, Ohio. And
Jews out there?
No, they named that town specifically because, like, no Jewett around here. Population 800 people. I'm going in. I think it's going to be a shitty dive bar show. And I asked the guy, is there anything you don't want us to say on stage? And he's like, I've been meaning to talk to you boys about that.
Oh.
Last comic we had in here, he came in. He started talking about the gays and the queers. And then he gets all quiet and he's like,
we love
it. I need you to know. We don't like that here. We don't want you talking about the gays or the queers. Because some of our audience is gay and queer. That'll just make them real mad. I was like, oh my God, I've never had a sentence start you boys and then end very progressive.
Yeah.
That's fun. Is that a bit? That's a fun district of...
No, that was my life. And I was like, oh shit. This is cool. Dude, they had a big old
American
flag parts. Cut out behind them. Everything. So many warning signs about that show.
Funny. We got kicked out of a gay bar once. We were being too gay.
You got kicked out. I escorted you out and waited calmly for the police.
Because you kept saying you'd do it for pay. Is that why?
Yeah, he was trying to charge in the glory hole and he's like, no. He kept putting quarters on the guy's back and saying, I got next.
How do you get kicked out of a gay bar? I always figured that was like the wild, wild west.
The karaoke machine. They're real possessive over the jukebox. I'm sorry.
Ultimately, my jukebox, what it boiled down to is my jukebox selections were too gay, I think. And there's a guy at the bar.
Hey, we're not about stereotypes here, guys. Come on.
He was a regular, and he was not happy about it, and he went and bypassed all my songs, and then I, half-jokingly talked shit, and then he yelled back, and I was like, and then each song that went by was his song, and I was like, oh, wait, you literally bypassed them all with, like, 20 songs? That's kind of fucked up, and so we had, like, whatever, and then I went to order a drink, and the bartender was like, you're going to keep talking shit to that guy or order drinks? And I was like, I was going to do both. And and then he was like, all right, I'm calling the cops. And I was like, the police over a jukebox? And he's like, yeah. And I was like,
The police was what I was trying to play.
Yeah. Why?
So close to me.
He just wanted a guy to show up in leather chaps and
did I get that right?
Oh, handcuffs.
You did.
Don't stand so close to me.
Yeah, it's amazing. You nailed the song about a teacher being creepy with a student. Just right out the gate.
Is that what it's about? I didn't know.
I don't even look at the lyrics. I just,
Yes. Then the thing about it was we didn't know we were in a gay bar. That's the funniest part of the story, I think. And as we're being as we're being escorted out, we looked up. Wait, yeah, we knew. No, we didn't know we were in a gay bar.
I don't think we knew.
Yeah, because it was just we thought we were going to a dive bar, and it was really empty on a Monday night after one of our graduation shows, and. Thomas Nichols, I don't know what she currently goes by. They currently go by his girlfriend or his partner.
No idea.
Asian fun. Yeah. Funny. Anyway, we're getting escorted back in our way up the stairs. I look up, biggest rainbow flag I've ever seen in my life. And I was like, oh, they think we're being homophobic. Oops. So then we went, cops came. They're like, hey, you guys, everything okay?
Well, what was funny too is like, that's how white we are, is we're just like, oh, we'll wait for the cops to show up, you know?
Yeah.
And the cops were just like annoyed and like hands in pockets. We're like, you know, breaking any rule.
We're like, hey, like this, just like, yeah, what's up? And they're like, you guys plan on leaving? Like, yeah, we're not going back in. They're like, all right, don't be dicks anymore. And we were like, all right.
They're like that goddamn karaoke machine again.
I can't imagine a scenario where, you know, two black guys talk shit to a bunch of gay people, get kicked out of a gay bar, and then the cops come and go, all right, you guys stop being.
I love how you guys are like, the cops will reasonably handle this situation. That's what they do.
We
trust they really de-escalate them. Things.
Yeah. Well, it helped that Corey had his Blue Lives Matter t-shirt on. And
to be fair, he's got a Blue Lives Matter face. All right.
Yeah. Oh, he's one of us. Yeah.
Just a pair of Oakley sunglasses away.
Yeah, we had the hoods we had on were white. They were fine with everything.
Are you watching pop culture? Are you? I've been looking at this Kim and Kanye and thing, and I'm starting to. I mean, not
start to think maybe they're not great parents.
Yeah. They're like Kim is very manipulative of like the situation. Like some leaked text came out with her Ray J, and it turns out she like. It was their plan all along to release the sex tape and like, cause she saw Paris Hilton's career and whatever. And so like for 15 years, he's been like blamed and he was like, fine, I'll take the blame, whatever. But then like on a new episode, Kanye like goes and gets the last of the tapes from Ray J or whatever. And he's like this big hero and Kim's like, thank you. And Ray J's like, she's had the tapes the whole time. Like, stop lying to everybody, like, and slandering my name. And, like,
really?
Yeah. So, you know, I'm like, certainly Kanye has not handled himself gracefully through this whole situation, but, like, I feel like Kim's probably, like, trolling him and, like, causing him all this. But she's got a whole PR team that, you know, it just, yeah, bad people.
So, like, you kind of, that makes you go, like, Pete, Dave, like, do they even like each other? Like,
I think it's got to be, like, she's all fucking him to get back at Kanye now.
Right.
Because he's now, Pete Davidson got neck tattoos of the kid's initials now, and that's like, why are you doing that? Like, what sane human being is, like, I don't know, you know?
Well, just one neck tattoo away from a hate crime.
Let he who is without neck tattoos cast the first stone in this conversation, Andrew.
I don't know. I mean,
So Gavin has tattoos, I saw.
Yeah, I got a couple, but yeah.
Would you get like other people's kids tattooed on you? Like, just
Year my class roster. makes grading easier.
Hey, if you can finish my class, I'll get a tattoo of your name. Oh, good thing only three per year graduate. Yeah. So
they always forget you control that grade real good.
Corey, you got a tattoo of tattoo of the program, not the
The program of kids that I taught for in the graduation year. Kind of
people always come up to you like, oh, you were in special ed? No, it's because I teach special ed. That's what...
just Eddie's. I don't know. I was on a whim, and then I thought I was gonna be a teacher for a long time, so I thought it was gonna turn into like a bigger piece, and then because I was gonna keep putting the graduation years of the kids, and then I quit on them, and they all
get that tattoo removed. And did it hurt fell
from
the heavens and you
that was kind of how I did it. I was like can I handle a tattoo? And so I got like one like this big, and I was like, oh, I can't, perfect. Because I'm a little bitch, but
but Kevin, you get tattoos, right? You're a manly man.
It's the closest thing to manly that I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are your tattoos? Do they have meaning, or are you drunk at 2 a.m. getting a Tweety Bird? Or
it literally means, hey, Joe Biden passed another round of stimulus. I got the afternoon free.
What are your tattoos of? Like, are they?
Let's see. I got like a Metatron cube on my forearm. You can't really see it there. Yeah. And then I got my little stand up one, which is everyone thinks it's Mickey Mouse, and then they look and there's a pentagram behind him. Ooh. And they're like, oh, this guy likes the devil. And I'm like,
yeah. Oh, Mickey.
Yeah. Nah. I was like, well, you know, if you knew what Walt Disney really liked, like, you'd be surprised that's the flag behind him.
The secret bunkers under Walt Disney World where the presidential elections.
Did you guys see that yesterday at Disney World? There was Nazi flags flying because, like, the Nazis went to protest Disney. And I was the whole time I was like, do you think Walt was it, like, in his grave being like, but I'm on your side? Like,
Yeah.
I got your back, guys.
This isn't your grandpa's Republican Party.
Yeah, this isn't your grandpa's Disney. Hey, this isn't
your grandpa's Disney. My grandpa's Disney wouldn't support gay folks. Wow. Well, I've Disney folks. They're like the ones that do like the jean jackets with like all the Looney Tunes or the Disney things on the back. Those Winnie the Pooh jean jacket, that really throws me. I don't know how to. I don't know how to deal with an adult who loves Disney and Disneyland. And, you know, do you know people like this?
I don't have friends, so.
There's a lot of teachers that.
Sure. Yeah, the adult Disney, they make fun of them on, like, Twitter and, like, TikTok. And they go, oh, look at you. But whatever. There's something off there, but, sure. You know.
Well, that's because that's the competing thing is like what you like. Hey,
I wear a Sonics like jersey and, you know, it's.
Blue Lives Matter shirt. I get it. All right.
Yeah. Root for your team, you know.
Like things that were more popular in the 80s. We get it.
My wife.
I think Nazis are getting more popular. I don't know what's they seem to have a resurgence, maybe.
Yeah.
Can't imagine where that's coming from, but. Well, it's good for me and Kevin, though.
Yeah.
It's going to be a real, real fun ride, not a long ride.
You get a lot of, my friend John Roy used to say, like, people used to come up and be like, you may have your hair correct, but you need to get your mind correct. Do you get a lot of, like, oh, we thought he was on our side until we heard him talk?
I think at my size, they just realize I have bad genes, not that I'm a fan of, like, gene therapy, you know.
Yeah, you don't, there's no thought in their mind that you think you are a part of the master race.
Yeah, I don't even look like I can master walk. All right.
Race walker.
Marathon. This interview feels like a marathon. I'm getting tired already.
Oh, we are like an hour. Look at that. We are at the time. Oh boy, look at that.
Well, I think we spent.
Oh boy, look at the time.
What else did we have written down here? Kid Rock was trending, and I had the opposite reaction as I do with every other celebrity, where I'm like, "Please be dead. Please be dead." You look like you listen to Kid Rock there, Kevin. What's
You can't tell me you don't listen to like early 2000s Kid Rock with a little.
Oh, it was great stuff. I tell you what.
Not with a bar.
Yeah.
Bang to bang.
I wasn't against, you know, even the God, I can't
I might have liked it better when I didn't. Oh, Linkin Park or Limp Bizkit, or I think
I love Dane Cook's first Comedy Central Presents. You know, like you don't realize like until you become more educated that you're like, oh, this is not that good. But
have you heard the one about Let's Go? His Let's Go Brandon one, his recent one.
Dane Cook?
No, yeah, Dane Cook he took a real Jim Brewer approach to his stand-up.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Kid Rock has like a Let's Go Brandon song.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he he says like Black Lives Matter. And then he's like, of course they do. And then he complains about minimum wage. But then the chorus is all Let's Go Brandon.
Yeah, I don't. I liked it better when I didn't know every political position of every celebrity or singer, maybe.
I want to know my chicken sandwiches are killing me. I don't want to know that they just also don't like gay people.
Yeah, yeah. If you walk into like a Chick-fil-A with like rainbow sweaters, are they gonna serve you, or are they gonna just pray for you? Or
I think they pray for you as like I'm so worried about how Chick-fil-A, I think, is the same way like 23andMe works, where they're owned by like Mormons. And like they secretly will like baptize you after your death. I worry if that's how Chick-fil-A work. Like I had one of those sandwiches and I ate it. And then when I die, I'm going to end up in like Chick-fil-A heaven.
They put a tracker in it. They put a microchip in the vaccine and the chicken sandwiches. I worry about the 23andMe stuff too. Like, I don't know what they're going to use that. You know, they're going to match you to crimes over the years, and they're going to.
They can do that.
Man. Yeah. I don't trust it.
I let mine expire. I was too lazy. I got online to fill out the thing and was too lazy to do it. And a year later, I was like, all right, I'll do this. And then
you didn't
like,
jerk off into the cup for them or what?
Yeah, I mean, I did. And that was, they were like, you don't need to do this.
You gotta stop sending this.
Get out of this.
You send it cash for gold. And they're like, no, this doesn't work. We don't.
That's how I got kicked out of a Walgreens, or what was?
Hey, I'm not allowed to Buffalo Wild Wings anymore. There you go.
Oh boy. Well, where so people can see you live at these places, but where can they follow you on the internet? That's where we really want to follow people.
Yeah. You can find me on everything from Twitter to TikTok at Kavin_egg. I also host a podcast with my lovely wife called By Its Cover. That's anywhere you can find podcasts, and KavinEggleston.com.
What's great is you didn't have to change the default Twitter egg photo, and
yeah, I really love that I look like this and have egg in my name. It's really done wonders for branding.
Let's go branding.
Yeah,
let's go branding. What's the premise of the podcast?
We take a movie and we just use the cover and try to guess what it's about. Then we watch it and we then talk about how wrong we were.
Ah, that's fun. We're trying to come up with a new idea for this, I guess. You probably figured that out though, but that's fun. All right. So By Its Cover on all the platforms, I assume. And then Kevin
_. Is that spelled B-I, Its Cover?
Yeah, we go both ways with the movies we watch. sometimes she's on top with the movie. Sometimes I'm on bottom with the movie.
I hope you're never on top.
Yeah, yeah. You on top would be a little scary.
We use support scaffolding.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's like Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible.
All right, I like it. Oh, man. I hope
roll the tape.
All the best jokes. Andrew J. Rivers on all of the things, and I'm Corey Michaelis Comedy on all of the things. This is and was Homeschool. Thanks so much, Kevin. We'll hope to see you soon in person.
Yeah.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you for listening. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, we got 12 episodes left, and then
something else.
We're going to figure it out. Set this off to the pasture.